Gemara has no problem whatsoever with having Dina Nefashos begin on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif if it were not for the requirement of Halana. Just to review that point. For example, the fact that for acquittal, you can acquit on the same day. So that is not the problem. So therefore, as far as that's concerned, it would be permitted, except you have the problem that they may find a reason to convict. And if they find a reason to convict, then you get into the problem of Halana. And that takes you into Shabbos. And even the element of judgment, it's proscribed not because of the judgment per se. You could judge. The Gemara doesn't have a problem with that, although Tosis is going to bring up the issue, as you've seen. How can you have conduct of Bezdin on Shabbos because of the issue of writing? The Tosis will take that up. But the Gemara is not troubled by that, for whatever the reason. The judgment part is okay, but then they may find him guilty. If they find him guilty, so then you have the problem of execution, and execution can't be done on Shabbos because it's not Docha Shabbos. Then the Gemara is going to try every possibility, all the different possibilities, how we can work it out in such a way that you could conclude, have the Gemara done on Shabbos, and have the execution in a manner which would not violate Shabbos. But then there's another problem that comes into the picture. So yeah, you have to put on the board another problem. So what's the other problem that comes into the picture? What's the other factor? See, these things would be easy, so it'd be easy to do it. It wouldn't be such a big problem to have the Gemara din on Shabbos and have the execution, maybe Motzoi Shabbos, then you have another problem. Okay, you have Neged HaShemesh. But then have the execution on Sunday. Ah, so then there's another problem. That problem is Inui Adin. So if you add those two factors, if you combine the factor of Halana and add into the mix the issue of Inui Adin, those are the factors that are going to render it impossible. I want to take up today, for starters, one of the possibilities that the Gemara considers, which is intriguing due to something that we learned before. And that is to say, the Gemara does consider the possibility, after we've established that you can't execute him on Shabbos, because it's not Docha Shabbos. The Gemara does consider another possibility, and that is to say, execute him Motzoi Shabbos. So then it could flow smoothly. Start the case on Friday, Halonis Adin till Shabbos, concluding on Shabbos. And you can't execute him on Shabbos, so wait till Motzoi Shabbos. And then you'll execute him. So what's wrong with that? So then the Gemara introduces us to the second factor, the second issue which creates a problem, and that is Nimtza Ata Ma'ana Es Dino. And that is to say that that's a violation. You can't afflict, affliction of the din, so to speak, which we already established yesterday, that only comes into the picture after there's a Gemar din. Once there's a Gemar din, so now he's condemned. And once he's a condemned person, any delay is considered to be affliction. Now, I have to just correct myself. I made a bit of a mistake. The problem of Inui Adin is with regard to postponing it until Sunday. There's two steps over here. The Gemara does not say that there's a problem of Inui Adin with Motzoi Shabbos. That precisely is what is bothering me. That is to say, once we know that there's a problem of Inui Adin by postponing it until Sunday, so then why don't you have the problem of Inui Adin by postponing it until Motzoi Shabbos? Because by Motzoi Shabbos, the Gemara gave a different answer. The Gemara said that's Neged HaShemesh Be'inon, that you can't do it at night. Not because there's a problem of Inui Adin, but simply because, as we've already learned, that there's a requirement that the execution has to take place in broad daylight. Volkanam Neged HaShemesh. So that's Psukim. We've already learned that out. However, the problem that bothered me is that since the Gemara says that the only reason we can't do it that way on Motzoi Shabbos is because of Neged HaShemesh, it would appear that the other issue, the issue of Inui Adin, would not be a problem. And my question is, why wouldn't it be a problem? Because you're going to find him guilty on Shabbos, then you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait for Motzoi Shabbos. Now, I don't know how much time. You can't say how much time it's going to be. Because that would depend. That would depend what time they would convene in the morning. That would depend what time they would conclude. And it would also depend upon whether it's a short day, whether it's a long day. In the summertime, Shabbos isn't over till 9:30. So it could be a long wait. So what intrigues me is that there's no issue over here of Inui Hadin. The simple answer, one could come up with an answer. And that is to say that you could do some timing. You could do some timing. Meaning to say that if this were acceptable, the Gemara doesn't go any further, nobody goes any further, because the possibility is rejected because of Neged HaShemesh. But the assumption is that if you didn't have a problem with Neged HaShemesh, then you could do it and you wouldn't have a problem of Inui Hadin. That's what I'm asking about. Well, why wouldn't you have a problem of Inui Hadin anyhow? Now, the way you could answer that would be by saying that you do the timing. That is, Inui Hadin is an unnecessary delay. But practically speaking, if that's the case, if you were trying somebody and it was clear that he was going to be convicted, so you just keep deliberating, keep deliberating, keep deliberating, and do the Gemara Din right before Motzei Shabbos, and then you have Motzei Shabbos, and then you take him out to be executed. So that would be a simple answer. That's the answer that comes to mind, that it's not necessarily going to be a problem of Inui Hadin. Because I you'll tell me, but there is a delay, because by 1 o'clock you know that he's already guilty, but you're going to fetch it out and keep the deliberations going. That we've already taken care of. We've taken care of that problem, because what have we said as far as that's concerned? That's not Inui Hadin. That's not Inui Hadin. If they take a recess, if they take a recess, they come back, do some more deliberating, even though you're just pretty much going through the motions, which you don't have to be going through the motions, you can still try, but whatever. There we say it's not Inui Hadin, because that only comes into play when you have the Gemara Din. So there is a technicality over here that you could postpone it. Technically speaking, you could postpone the Gemara Din. And as far as the suffering, the mental anguish that the defendant is going through, that's something that is not considered, halakhically speaking, to be Inui Hadin, because that only comes into, as Rashi has said, that only comes into the picture when you actually have Gemara Din. In addition to our own logical deduction that the Gemara doesn't raise the problem of Inui Hadin, it only raises Neged HaShemesh. That's a strong point. It gives you the right to make the deduction that it would not be a problem of Inui Hadin. Moreover, you have another backup type of a support in the sense of the Rishonim. The Rishonim analyze all these types of things, generally speaking. So when they go through this issue, L'urta, the Meir, for example, brings it down. He doesn't mention the issue. He would have said parenthetically, because their point is to clarify. If this were the case, that it really is also a problem of Inui Hadin, but the Gemara wanted to introduce at this point the main feature. The main feature is Neged HaShemesh. So then somebody would have pointed it out to avoid that confusion. And the Gemara would have said that the truth is that once we know about Inui Hadin, that really Inui Hadin applies over here too. But the Gemara didn't mention it because the Gemara just wanted to give the Chiddush of Neged HaShemesh. No one says that. When the Gemara raises the possibility of Motzei Shabbos, now if it is true that there are really two reasons why you can't do it, because as we said, there's a number of factors that go into the mix. There's the factor of Neged HaShemesh. That becomes a problem. Then there's the factor of Inui Hadin. That becomes a problem. Now, in that maneuver, in saying, let us execute him on Motzei Shabbos, if there were two issues that prevented that, one was that it has to be Neged HaShemesh, so you can't do it altogether. And B, even if you could do it, you have the problem of Inui Hadin. So it makes sense that the Gemara would have listed the two issues. The Gemara would have listed that it's two, so the Gemara would have said two problems. Vi'od, there's a word called vi'od. And moreover, the Gemara usually does that in the interest of clarity. So again, I don't think you could just sweep it away. Now, if we can't come up with any kind of an answer, so we could say take it, whatever, we don't know. Or maybe you're right then, if that's the case. If we what we need to do is to investigate and see whether we can come up with an answer. Certainly, that makes sense. That's the first thing. If you can come up with a viable answer, so then you don't have to make these assumptions. It's more difficult to just assume that the Gemara disregarded the whole issue. And what if we can't come up with anything? So we have a question, so maybe you're right. Maybe that position is correct. Now, I'm suggesting a very simple answer, and that is that if that's the case, if this were acceptable that you can kill a Motzoi Shabbos, so then they'd work it out, then they'd deal with the issue of Ini Hadin, and then they'd work it out not to make a postponement. To keep us, that is, to the official verdict, the official Gemara Din, you could postpone. And that does not a problem of Ini Hadin. So you postpone that till the last waning moments of Shabbos, and then you do the Gemara Din, and then you do the execution of Motzoi Shabbos. So that maybe that's why the Gemara didn't raise that, because it's not necessarily a problem. That's the simplest answer. The first Meiri is on Daf Kuf Chav Tes, in the Meiri, the page of the Meiri. He goes through this whole sugya, explaining why you can't begin the din on Erev Shabbos. Now in the middle, that's the first column there, under the heading of Kfar Biarnu. In the middle he says, Shema Toma Ligmor Es Dino B'Shabbos, lest you say, conclude his din on Shabbos, ulahargo b'motzoi Shabbos, and execute him motzoi Shabbos. Ein horgin ela b'yom. So the answer to that is that we do not execute except by day. Shenema neged ha-shemesh. Okay? And then he goes on to the other issue that's in the rest of the Meiri as to whether you could execute him on Friday. It's a separate issue. Okay. So he omits the whole problem of Inui Hadin. And again, this would be feasible were it not for the halacha of Neged HaShemesh. Going back now to page Kuf Chaf in the Meiri, which we just did recently, the whole issue of Din Nefashos in Gomrin V'hem Es Hadin Ela B'Yom. Now, we learned that already. That's also in the Mishnah, that you can't have the Gemar Din at night. And he says the support for this in the pasuk is Vahoka Osam Lashem Neged HaShemesh. And that is that it's a reference to execution, that they have to be executed in broad daylight. So you can't conclude the din by day, because the execution has to be, you can't conclude the din by night, because the execution has to be by day. Okay, so 1 second. So here too he considers the possibility, obviously. So let's conclude by night and execute by day. V'ein lo mashik gemar din balayla, and you can't say that do the gemar din balayla, v'hoka abiyom, and the hanging by day, the killing by day. Shim kain nimtzeis ma'ana es dino. Because if that's the case, you can have Inui Hadin. He's considering the same possibility as the Gemara, basically, in a different framework. Because the Gemara is saying, okay, you can't execute him on Shabbos. So execute him on Shabbos. I'm sorry. So do the Gemara Din on Shabbos, and do the execution Motzoi Shabbos. But so the Gemara says that you can't do that because of Neged HaShemesh. Here he's saying that you can't conclude, you can't do the Gemara Din Balayla, because the execution has to be Neged HaShemesh. So if you concluded the Din Balayla, you couldn't execute in Balayla. So then he says, fine, so then wait till the next morning. So he says, you can't do that because of Ini Hadin. Now take a look at the footnote. And Divrei Rabbeinu Tzarech Iyun, that the words of the Meiri require Iyun, thought. The Efshin Lasus Gemar Din B'Yashmeres HaBoker. They're dying Lilo. You could do it towards the morning, right before daybreak, which is still technically Lilo. Uvavoki Yibatsu Es HaPsak Din. So he's saying you could work it out. in the waning moments, towards the end of the Laila, right before day, you could have the Gemar Din, and then you could do the execution immediately afterwards in the morning. And then he brings down a bunch of sources that make this point. And they gave a different answer. He quotes all these different sources. The Rashash, Taras Chaim, etc. Kulam Tirta B'loshen Echad. The Kivan de Beresh, the Kra, Ksiv, Kachas Kala'am. Pirish, Lishpot. In other words, they learn from the Pasuk. Because it's Kachas Kala'am, Kal Rashi'am, Vahoka Osam, Lashem, Neged HaShemesh. So he says the Neged HaShemesh is a reference to two. The Pasuk is talking about two things. The Pasuk is talking about setting up Batei Dinim, as we learned, set up many Batei Dinim, and it's talking about doing the execution for those who are found guilty. So it's Neged HaShemesh is not just a reference to the actual execution, but the Neged HaShemesh is a reference to the whole process of judgment, of Mishpat. So that's how they learn. That's how they learn. That is to say that the reason why you can't have Gemar Din Balayla is not only because of the problem of execution Balayla, because if that were the case, then that could be resolved. That could be resolved without Inyan HaDin. But according to... So therefore, the reason is because that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying that inherently, the difference between the Meiri and the other Mefarshim on that point is that they're learning that inherently Laila is not the proper time for the Gemar Din. Whereas the Meiri is learning that inherently it is the proper time. Except you can't do it that way because of the problem of Inu HaDin. Now this could be a serious nafkamina, by the way. Because it could be, the nafkamina would be, let's say they went ahead and did it at Balayla. Let's say they forgot, whatever the case was, and they actually had the Gemar Din Balayla, or they didn't realize it was nighttime. It could be that according to the other Mefarshim, so it's invalid, because you can't have Gemar Din Balayla, so it's invalid altogether. Whereas according to the Meiri, you could say that it is valid. It's just a problem of Inyan HaDin. All right, so they violated Inyan HaDin. Is a different, it's a different issur, it's a different violation, but it could be that the Pesach Din is good. Because it's not inherently mufka. It's just that lechatchila, we don't do it that way. Okay. Now, what you see from this, though, we had the question, if you remember, we discussed the issue that how would the Meiri answer that question? Why does the Meiri just say blanket? Here, too, you have a right to make that deduction. Because you could possibly ask me, well, maybe the Meiri agrees. The Meiri is just talking in general. The Meiri only means when, in the normal case, when you have the Psak Din at night and hours later, it's morning. But the Meiri would agree if you did it this way. You have to assume the Meiri would not agree. They're only making that assumption because that's the way they state their case. And once he said it in a blanket form that there's a problem of Inyan HaDin, you must assume that he considered Inyan HaDin regardless of any of the particulars. It's inherently Inyan HaDin. You have to make that assumption. Why? Because if he didn't hold that way, if he held that there's a way of getting out of Inyan HaDin, then he would have said it. Then he would have said that. He would have said that it's not really Inyan HaDin because you can work it out differently, like the other Mefarshim say. And therefore, we assume that he held that even if you did it that way, B'yashmar as Boker and all that, it would still be Inyan HaDin. And I believe, if you remember what we said, we explained that there's two ways to understand Inyan HaDin. See, one is a quantitative phenomenon. It's a question of delay. It's a weight. It's time. It's measured purely in units of time. Okay? But we said, according to the Meiri, it's an objective phenomenon. That is to say that you can't have it in two different time periods. There's got to be a tziruf between the Gemar Din and between the actual execution. And you can't have a hefsek. That's what we said. You cannot have a hefsek. So this is considered to be there's two kinds of hefsek. One is a subjective hefsek, when you actually get involved in something else. And the other one is not subjective, but objectively speaking. You have it in two different time periods. You have the Gemar Din Balayla, and that's Biyom, so it's in two different time periods. So inherently, it's halachically speaking, it's disconnected. There's a hefsek between them. Step number one. When you learn the Meiri, about the problem of Gemara Din Balayla, in Din Nefashos. And he says that he holds there's nothing wrong with the Gemara Din, it's just that you can't execute because Neged HaShemesh. And then he himself raises the question, so do the Gemara Din Balayla and execute the next morning. He says, can't do it. Inoy HaDin. So clearly you can't have the Gemara Din at night and the execution the next morning because there's going to be Inoy HaDin. Now, isn't that enough of a basis when you come to the to a similar question in a different framework that is on Shabbos? You want to do the Gemara Din on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos day. And you can't execute on Shabbos day. So the Gemara says, well, okay, Gemara Din on Shabbos and do the execution at night. Shouldn't that be a problem of Ini HaDin? Why don't you have the same thing? According to what the Meiri said, what's the difference between Gemara Din at night and execution in the morning, which is Inui HaDin? Meiri rejects it with Ini HaDin. So then according to the Meiri, doesn't he have a problem when he sees a few lines later, the Gemara says we could have the Gemara Din by day of Shabbos and do the execution at night, and that's not considered Inui HaDin? Why doesn't he go back and make the revision? Why is it not a problem according to the Meiri? We have two different opinions, as was brought down by the footnote 150, with regard to the Gemara Din Balayla and execution the next day. And one of them was that there is no problem of Ini HaDin, that the problem of Ini HaDin can be resolved by timing factors, which is we postpone the Gemara Din until Ashmoras Boker, and then as soon as morning comes, do the execution, and there is no problem. And that's what they wonder, why is the Meiri raising a problem of Ini HaDin? So for them, the reason why you can't have a Balayla is not because of Ini HaDin, simply because the Pasuk is telling you that Neged HaShemesh refers to everything, the judgment and the execution. But the Meiri didn't learn the Pasuk that way. And the Meiri learns that Laila is not puzzle for Dinim. It's just the problem that you have to do the execution. And therefore, the idea of postponing the execution until the morning cannot be done because it's a problem of Inui HaDin. So you have two different viewpoints. Now, take both of those viewpoints and see how they will learn our Gemara, which is suggesting that you conclude the Din on Shabbos and do the execution by Tzai Shabbos. For which one of these two groups is there a problem, and for which one is there not a problem? It seems to me that those positions that were cited by footnote 150 that maintain that Inu HaDin is not an insurmountable problem, if you had the Gemar Din at night, you could execute in the morning, and Inu HaDin would not be the issue because of the timing factor. You would wait to actually pronounce the Gemar Din right before morning, still night, right before morning, and then so there'd be no time. There'd be no time gap between the two. They say that's all right. And therefore, the reason they have to find a different reason. The reason why you can't have the Gemara Din at night is because that's what the Pasuk is saying, that Neged HaShemesh is not just in the execution, it's also in the actual Gemara Din, or the actual process of Din. You can't start at night, and you can't conclude at night. Now, this Gemara is considering the Pasuk a different, related issue. Why we can't do it on Shabbos? But because you might have to conclude on Shabbos. And you can't execute on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Conclude on Shabbos, execute Mitzvah Shabbos. And the only thing blocking that is not Inui HaDin. Inui HaDin is not an issue over here. And Neged HaShemesh. Now, for them, it's very good. What about Inui HaDin? They already have provided you with the answer. Since they maintain that you can work around the timing factor. Right? So for them, since they measure Ini HaDin purely in time, it's a subjective phenomenon, and I don't care about going from one day to the next day and so on and so forth, so that's they're fine. They would use this, to the contrary, they might use this Gemara, as a proof to support them. Because you see over here that we're going from two different times, from Shabbos, from day to night, and it's not a problem of Ini HaDin, because we worked out. So that's why for them there is no problem And I don't raise the problem according to them, but I'm wondering according to the Meiri, who seemingly rejected this kind of an approach when it came to night. In other words, to go from night to day, and he maintained that Sinai Hadin. Yet he has no problem, because he's not mentioned the problem. He brings down this possibility that it's perfectly fine to have the Gemar Din on Shabbos, execution after Shabbos, perfectly fine from the standpoint of Inyan Din, and it's only a problem because of Neged HaShemesh. Why isn't it a problem? Why isn't it a problem of Inyan Din according to the Meiri? Before we go any further, we're going to try and answer this question. But obviously, we're going to try and make some kind of a distinction between going from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, as opposed to going from Motzei Shabbos, or now, or any night, night to day. And we've said from night to day constitutes two different time periods. And the direction of the answer will be to show that that's not the case when you're going from day to night. But in answering this, bear in mind that there is a built-in obstacle, according to Halacha. In a sense, there's a greater transition when you're going from day to night, because the night is a new day. Arayim, you have Shabbos, you have Motzei Shabbos, because you have this little bit of a technicality that you have to contend with, and that is that, in according to the Torah, the day begins with the night. So going from night to day is not a new day; it's all the same day. It's part of the same day. If you can look at it from that standpoint, whereas going from the day to the night, it's a new date; it's a new calendar date. I'm not saying that's insurmountable. I'm just telling you that, you know, it's something that you have to think about. All right. So basically, the approach that's being worked out is that it's not a question on the Meiri. And that even though the Meiri holds that going from night and having the execution in the daytime would be Inu Hadin, and it would seem that it doesn't make any difference the amount of time, how many hours or how many minutes or seconds, it's inherently an Inu Hadin. Yet, that's not the same with regard to going from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. Because there's a difference. And even though we say that from a calendrical point of view, from this point of view of the calendar, a new day, yeah, it's true in terms of the calendar. When does the day begin? It begins at night. But here we're not talking from the objective standpoint of the astronomical and calendrical calculations. But rather, we're talking about it from another standpoint. We're talking about it from a subjective standpoint, the standpoint of human existence. And in terms of human existence, there's a difference. The difference between going from day to night, there's a hemshech. Essentially, how most people, I'll show in a second that this is reflected in halacha. There's a different framework. But essentially, most people view the night as a continuation, as a hemshech of the day. In terms of the subjective unit of existence, you have most. That's how people live. That the day begins in the morning and it ends at night. The night is a continuation. It's all one unit. It's a continuation. And again, we're still on the descriptive level. That very often, a person will say he's having a bad day. But when does the bad day end? When he wakes up the next morning, it's a new day. It's a new day. From all these different functional, from a functional standpoint, from the Noheg Shel Yom, for example. Well, you see, I mean, a person makes Birkas HaTorah by day. It covers the day. It covers the learning he does by night. It's all a continuation. It's a hemshech. However, when you go into the next day, it's a new day. For example, Halacha recognizes this, and one of the reasons for washing your hands in the morning, I think it's the Rashba, is that because it's a new day. Chadashim labukarim rabba munasecha. That it's regarded as a new day, even though the day began at night. But that's just for calendrical purposes. In terms of avodas hagavra, the gavra's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. It's not really, the night is not regarded as a new unit. It's interesting. We can find many areas. The Rambam says that a person is chayav to be kaveh. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's to be kaveh, eaten by day and by night. V'gisa b'yomam v'layla. So what's the proper unit of measuring Talmud Torah? It's day and night. It's measured from the day starts first. Day starts first. And then he goes into the whole thing that how important learning at night is. That learning at night assumes a tremendous importance. So therefore, from that standpoint, it would make sense. It would make sense to differentiate and to say that the Meiri would have no problem with having the Gemara din on Shabbos and the execution Motzai Shabbos. Why would he have no problem? Because the only problem we adduced in going from evening to morning is that there'd be a hefsek, but here we're saying there's a hemshek between the two. Nobody recognizes, there's no recognition of any type of a hefsek. Clearly, from Laila to Yom is a hefsek, as we've seen. He has to say all the brachos, Birkas HaShachar, all the brachos, which have to do with the fact that it's a new unit has come into existence in terms of Avodas Hashem, from that standpoint. So Laila clearly is a breach, clearly is a hefsek. But the idea of going from day to night in terms of the subjective framework, it's to the contrary. The Laila is really a hemshech. There's really a continuity. Whatever a person is doing by day, it flows over into the night. It's all considered to be one unit. So therefore, I would say, I agree with that answer. This answer has been mentioned by some of the fellows in the Shir. We're just developing it. That even though this is not stated, the Meiri doesn't address himself to this. I say that the problem is there, but the answer is there as well. If you understand what the concept was, that even according to the Meiri, who was not content to measure it purely in terms of how much time elapses, but said that it's inyan hadin because it's in two different, there's no hemshech. There's a hefsek, there's no hemshech. That's only when you're going from night to day, because that's clearly a hefsek. That's a hefsek in terms of the framework of the gavra. That's where it ought to be measured, because you're talking about ini hadin, which is a subjective framework. But when the Gemara raised the question about Shabbos, he had no difficulty in saying that you could have the Gemara din on Shabbos. Now, it's possible. No one takes this up. Because the answer is rejected for a different reason. But if it were not rejected for a different reason, it's very possible, then they would have added that you would do it close to the end of Shabbos, so you shouldn't have the other delay. But that the fact that nobody mentions that is not a problem for me, because there's no need to go that far. That far you don't have to go, because you have the other rejection. But inherently, you don't have a problem. Inherently, you don't have a problem of inyan hadin, even though you're going from one day to another day. But that's in the calendrical framework. But in the subjective framework, in which this ought to be measured, there you don't have a problem.